The truth. Truth.
Thank you. Good day, and welcome to the Grand Jury Reawakening. I'm your host, Dr. Kelly Royce, and I got to serve with my grand jury from 2012 to 2015 in Nevada County, California. And I apologize for missing the anniversary of the autographing of Magna Carta on last Saturday's show. So this is Saturday, June 22nd. I have really good news for Northern Californians in District 1. That is Brian Dahle, D-A-H-L-E, is our new state senator in District 1, a former assembly member and a really good man, a good dad, and I'm just grateful to have him in a position to be able to serve all of the counties up here in Northern California. And I've come across some wonderful books that I'm going to be sharing with you. And I'm going to reach out to those folks that don't have auditory or visual challenges. And I'm going to ask you to be a note taker and to put this in a format where those that are auditorily or visually challenged can enjoy this wisdom and knowledge and can pursue it at their interest. And at their pretty important to know these things. And if you weren't taught as a youngster, now let's get to it. So there's a great set of books that are titled The National Law Library. And they're a small set of books. And there are 5 volumes in the National Law Library. And this is great. Volume 1 is authored by a very familiar name to some of us, Roscoe Pound. And he's the university professor at Harvard and was formerly the dean of the law school. And these were published in Collier and Son Corporation are the publishers in New York, and the authors of the National Law Library, I'm going to name a couple of my favorites here, Roscoe Pound with his PhD, an LLD, and a JUD, and he was formerly the dean of the law school of Harvard University. And then a couple of names down, we have Howard Landis Bevis, B-E-V-I-S. What a great name. And his letters are L-L-B and S-J-D. And so this is a long paragraph, but do it. William Ziegler, professor of government and law in the Graduate School of Business Administration at Harvard University. He was formerly the judge of the Ohio Supreme Court. And if you contact, I don't know if it's thrift books, antique books, you can also obtain a copy of a Cochran's Law Lexicon. And that is, they have from 1888 was the original copyright. And so there are fabulous facts that have not been altered by time in these books. And let's see. This particular edition is dedicated to a Jacob D. Cox. His his degrees are A.M. and an L.L.D. And he is president of the University of Cincinnati and the dean of the law school of the Cincinnati College. And here are his titles: lawyer, soldier, statesman, and scholar. And this work in this law lexicon is dedicated as a token of affectionate regard by the author. And the author of the original edition is Robert Clark. Oh, pardon me. It's William C. Cochran of the Cincinnati Bar. And it's revised and enlarged, and you can get a pronouncing edition, by Howard L. Beavis. And this particular edition, I've got a couple of these, and they are delicate and just wonderful to be able to verify the things that have been done in a good way in this country. And so this is the third edition, and this is on July 29th in 1924, I'm going to go ahead and give the preface to this third edition. The present revision of the student's law lexicon was designed to bring it down to date. To that end, I have added several hundred new words and phrases, many of which have acquired currency in legal terminology since the date of the last revision. I have also added a considerable number of Latin maxims, which are important to the student, and I have supplemented and revised the table of abbreviations at the back of the book. I have, in addition, put in some features practically new in law dictionaries, yet sorely needed by beginners in the study of law. Diacritical markings as a guide to the pronunciation of such words as frequently give trouble. Phonetic transcriptions of French, Anglo-French, Spanish, and rare English words. And the rules for the pronunciation of Latin according to the Roman and the English methods. In conformity with the plan and scope of the book, I have endeavored to add only such material as was fundamentally practical. To select was my greatest task. In making selections, I used the best judgment I had. I can only hope that errors of judgment have not been too many. I desire to acknowledge the generous help of my wife, who has assisted me with the proofs. And that was written by Howard L. Beavis in Cincinnati, July 29th, 1924. And there are, there exist, I think there are five editions. And if I have the third, I may also have the fourth. This is, this is really interesting. So I have two third editions, and the newer third edition contains 6,000 words and phrases, and it gives reference to Sir William Blackstone on the commentaries of English law, and I have also discovered a Kent, K-E-N-T, commentaries on American law. And though I've only discovered it in title, I'm going to be looking for printed copies of the ancient transcripts. And I'm going to share from the National Law Library the general introduction. It's quite a few pages, so I'll just cover the first paragraph or two. Blackstone's commentaries, and this is the general introduction from the National Law Library text. The first one is titled The History and System of the Common Law, and this was authored by Roscoe Pound. Blackstone's commentaries were the result of his lectures at Oxford, intended for a general student body, not merely for students preparing for the legal profession. In his inaugural lecture, afterwards, he published the introduction to his commentaries. He sets forth his purpose to methodize and explain the laws and constitution of England, adding that it was a species of knowledge in which the gentlemen of England have been more remarkably deficient than those of all Europe besides. This introduction, taking up 37 pages of the original text, is devoted to demonstrating the importance of a wide knowledge of the method, system, and general principles of the law on the part of those who live under the English polity. Blackstone's idea was taken up eagerly in America after the Revolution. Wythes, W-Y-T-H-E-S, is the spelling of Wythe's lectures at William and Mary in 1779, Wilson's lectures at the College of Philadelphia in 1791, and Kent's lectures at Columbia in 1794, and Parker's at Harvard in 1816, were meant for general audiences, not merely for law students. President and Mrs. Washington, that's right, President and Mrs. Washington were among those who listened to James Wilson. The lectures were said to be addressed to gentlemen of all professions, and there was an announced aim of informing the legislator and the magistrate, as well as the lawyer. Kent stated at the outset that he would set forth nothing but what may be usefully known by every gentleman of polite education. As late as 1838, the catalog of Harvard University stated, as one of the aims of the law school, to afford elementary instruction in law for gentlemen not destined for the bar, but desirous of qualifying themselves either for public life or for commercial business. And this is a wonderful set of books. I am borrowing them from Michael School, and you can find lots of information to pass along to your friends and to study yourself on Citizens Action Networks. info, and you will find grand jury addresses, telephone numbers, mailing addresses, and forms so that you can structure and organize your information that you need to transfer along to the grand jury for their investigation. This is the 2019-2020 year has started. The new members were selected and sworn in on probably Friday the 14th, and they go through training in July. And thank you. I will be back on the other side of this break, and do support RBN and our sponsors.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back to the Grand Jury Reawakening. I'm just going to pop in on the song here and squeeze in on this section. Those that have contributed, those that have supported, I really want to thank you because a lot of this would not be possible without the teamwork and without having other helpers. And yeah, there's a sports analogy, and typically I'm the goalie. And I couldn't really do much without a whole team of other folks. So my thanks goes out to Rich Manders in Georgia. And he's a pretty incredible student of the law. And I think that each of the several states and each of the republics deserves to have good men and good women that will not sit down and take it like a slave. We stand up like men and women, and Rich Manders is the one who treated to the Cochran's Law lexicons. And you can get pronouncing additions, so that you can work your way through these strange Latin terms. You know, they're really common in anatomy, physiology, and quite a few of the basic professions. And even though I don't love it too much, I'm still going to learn a few of the words here and going to use them as little as possible. And I just kind of played lexicon roulette here, and I let the page fall open, and I'm on page 274. And here's the word vexatious. Annoying, harassing, oppressive. A vexatious suit is one brought without probable cause. It's for the purposes of annoyance or oppression. Now, I would like to annoy you just enough to help you annoy other people into taking positive action. And now that the sun is up and the heat is on, the best place to be during the heat of the day, if your chores are done, is in a nice, cool, air-conditioned law library, because we're no longer doing things by candlelight. Well, some of us are, but that's different. And so I want to encourage you to get into the Kent's Commentaries on American Law. And I hope that some of you will be joining me in reading that. And even more so, I hope that you have already partaken of the fillets wrapped in bacon with all that good wisdom and knowledge, and that you have taught it to your posterity or your relatives or those kids in the neighborhood that want to stay out of trouble. And maybe the library's not open. Maybe it's not open on Monday. And so get your own little study group together. Or maybe it's just you and your dogs or you and your cats. But do read these words that are written in these books. This is wisdom and this is knowledge. And this is what we need to be focusing on. It's no good to be entertained to death, but to be informed into a good old age, now that's a blessing, and I think you should partake of it. There's a great old notary and conveyance manual by Jacquie, and I'm going to spell that one for you because it's complex, and I was like, how in the heck do you pronounce or say this word, G-I-A-U-Q-U-E-S. I'm going to say it again, G-I-A-U-Q-U-E-S. This is a manual for notaries. And these are from the, again, 1888. Good year to start learning. And let's see, they have editions up to 1922. And again, this was from Mike School's collection from, I think, Rich Manders. I think it was a gift from the man. And I said, how do you pronounce that? He said, Jacquie. And so there you have it. Get your hand on some Jacquies. I'll see you on the other side of this break. This is Dr. Kelly Royce with the Grand Jury Reawakening. And thank you for being a doer.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to the Grand Jury Reawakening. A little blitzkrieg from Yngwie Malmsteen for you on this Saturday, June 22nd. I would like to continue to just remind folks of some of the deficiencies and the errors that exist in the California grand jury system. and I would like to wake up the grand jury in the neighboring state of Nevada, because there are a lot of issues that can be dealt with by that team of investigators and interviewers that might not be possible for just a couple of folks in the county to handle. Those are handled by the different committees, and it's just super important to serve your people and to investigate the government and keep an eye on them, because in most cases you are the only oversight that there is. It's unfortunate that there is nepotism, cronyism, and all sorts of little favors going on that interfere with the public funds and the public rights. And we, the people, can't really tolerate it, because if we do, if when good men and women do nothing, if you're not against them, you're for them. And so let's do the good thing and the right thing, and let's do this together. I want to dispel some of the myths. I don't know when they began or who is perpetrating it, but I'm just going to state the facts here and encourage you to verify these statements of fact and these findings of fact and these conclusions of law. And one of the biggest misdeeds and misguides are people talking about a common law grand jury, and they've kind of combined two systems and turned it into nothing. So here's a wonderful review of your Seventh Amendment, and this is from the wonderful Freedom Calendar. And the Seventh Amendment right is stated, in suits at common law, where the value in controversy shall exceed $20, the right of trial by jury shall be preserved, and no fact tried by a jury shall be otherwise reexamined in any court of the United States than according to the rules of the common law. And so there we have the word common law, not once, but twice. And we have the right of the trial by jury. And so I've spoken a little bit about jury nullification, and there's a wonderful section in here, in this calendar as well, about the Fully Informed Jury Association, or FIJA. And I'm going to give you little tidbits, and you can also contact them at their toll-free telephone number, 1-800-TELJURY, and you can find out about the differences between the grand jury. There's a civil and a criminal branch, and you can find out about the jury of your peers, of your neighbors. And you can further go back to words and phrases and look at the Burlaw, B-U-R-L-A-W, juries. Those were formed by the men in the community, whenever there was a dispute between a neighbor and a neighbor. It was kept private between the people. It was not brought into the public arena. And unfortunately, that's the first place a lot of the a lot of these private matters wind up, in the public. And then you don't want to be doing your laundry out there in public, or maybe you do. But so, again, the Seventh Amendment, in suits at common law, where the value in controversy shall exceed $20, the right of trial by jury shall be preserved, and no fact tried by a jury shall be otherwise reexamined in any court of the United States than according to the rules of the common law. So let's do this. It's a wonderful experience. Every minute of your time is valued and useful and appreciated when you serve your people. And talk a little bit about the jury nullification and the Fully Informed Jury Association, and do contact them and get their info. Study it and become a teacher and reach out to those that may not know. So here we go. This is a couple of paragraphs. And the difference between a democracy and a republic is that a democracy is a one-vote system and a republic is a safe three-vote system. The chief safeguard of the republic's three-vote system is known as jury nullification. Our forefathers gave us a republic, not a democracy. The pledge is to the republic, not to a democracy. And it's really interesting to note that in this particular county, it's Placer County, P-L-A-C-E-R, that nearly 60% of those in this county identify as the demobocracy, or the democracy. And our senator did not gain the victory in this particular county, which has several hundred thousand voters. And my other little county next door, Nevada, had maybe, I don't know, a quarter of that amount, or maybe a third of that amount. And I'm grateful and hopeful that our having a good state senator, we will be able to address the issues that plague the integrity of both the trial by jury deliberation room and the grand jury deliberation room. And so I'm looking to those of you that know people that are still in California and asking you to reach out and contact those folks that you know that I don't, that I don't have a way of getting in touch with them unless you want to write to me, and encourage them to look into the civil jury instructions. There is a prohibition on electronic communication devices, and that's been in effect since 2005. It's part of the rules for the jurors. And it's part of the case law from 1992, People versus Fauber, F-A-U-B-E-R. And it is super critical to have the integrity of your jury be preserved, and the privacy and the confidentiality, where it is not subject to any sort of tampering, any sort of vexatious or malicious actions or interference of any kind, because that is a sacred right to your trial by jury. And it's a super critical, important move. It is stating here in this paragraph that the jury was given the most responsible vote in the nation, and the vote is the liberty to maintain all other liberties. Again, the vote is the liberty to maintain all other liberties. It was given to the humblest of citizens. Congress may pass a law, the president may approve and sign a law, and the courts may rule on a law, but only the jury is entrusted with the power to enforce the law. This gives a profound meaning to the phrase, we the people. And so this goes on to say that one humble man on a jury has more power than Congress, the Supreme Court, and the president combined, because that one juror has the right to nullify any law that is unjust simply by voting not guilty. This veto power is jury nullification. And it's so important when you are called for jury duty that you at least investigate and show up for the voir dire, because you may be that one man or that one woman who makes all the difference in the life of someone who may not even be a wrongdoer. But if you are a wrongdoer, you will face your, you know, you get the opportunity to face your accusers, and you do have the right to a trial by jury. And I'm not for usurping your rights, even if you are a wrongdoer. You deserve your procedural due process. Your substantive due process are the actual life, liberty, property rights. And so those will be preserved. And so don't confuse the grand jury with your common law right to trial by jury. If you'd like to learn more about the grand jury, you can find that in a state constitution, in the California Constitution in particular, Article 1, Section 2324, and the penal codes, 888 through the 930s, and of course, the oath is penal code 911. And that's no accident. So I'm going to back up to the Sixth Amendment and review that. In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and the cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, and to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Now, the Sixth Amendment does not say or mean that assistance of counsel is a bar member or association lawyer, or that our counsel must have a license, because that bar membership is certainly not a license. Like, you have a contractor's license, you have a chiropractor's license, but there is no such thing as a license to practice law. And this goes on to state that a judge violates his oath of office when he, number one, denies a citizen favorable witnesses to speak in front of the jury, or two, denies counsel of choice, or three, denies the jury the right to judge the law and the facts of the case. So reach out and read and get through some of those things that you've been putting off, because it's super critical now. And let us work while it is yet day, because there's a nighttime coming and nobody will be able to work. And so the Freedom Calendar states that the jury is the guardian of freedom, and any jury can nullify bad laws by voting not guilty on any law that it deems unconstitutional or does not like. Many judges, this is pretty sad, they lie to the jury members when they tell them that the judges decide the law and the juries decide only the facts. So, for example, there's a case, Brailsford versus Georgia from 1794, and it mentions that prohibition and slavery were abolished because juries wisely nullified those bad laws when they voted not guilty in those cases. Any jury member can do the same thing in any case involving, for example, the IRS. This would give every American a pay raise as well as freedom from the fear and tyranny of the tax collectors or revenue agents. Only one jury member is necessary to check and stop corruption and oppression. And I need your help and support. I'm trying to track down the grand jury indictment of Deputy Scott Peterson at the Parkland, Florida, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas. He was the resource officer at the high school. And I'm not sure if I'll be able to get that on my end. And so I would ask you to look into it through the probably a Florida state, maybe the Attorney General's office, because this is a public document. And I was excited to hear over the mainstream news that he had finally been fired and arrested and indicted for those crimes against the people. And anytime there's an omission or an oppression, it needs to be investigated. So that's going to be a good summer project. I've heard a little bit about the I'll just stick to the grand jury topics because that'll keep us out of trouble for quite some time. So again, do reach out. And I'll give you my mailing address, and you can send me a stamped self-addressed envelope, or if you'd send me material, put a little invoice in there so I can cover your paper and toner and postage, and hopefully return the favor. Maybe we can trade some documents. And you can write to me at P.O. Box 1624. That's in Kings Beach, California, 96143. And get a little stack of envelopes, because you may come across something that you'd like me to discuss or look into or research, and I'm happy to do it. Also, be supportive of RBN, and you can do that with your stack of envelopes addressed to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302 in Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Again, the digits are 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And if you prefer to do it electronically, there is that option also. But if you're old-fashioned, do it through the mail. And again, thank you for your support, for your for your gifting of these books. Typically, there will be a reference section in the library. And those books, you don't get to take home with you. But you can possibly find them through thrift books, or one of the other antique dealers. And I'm hoping to get this issue repaired. Nobody with a Prime account on Amazon is able to send things to my post office box or to my physical address. Boy, isn't that strange. And you'll really enjoy the structure of the Cochran's Law Lexicon, because it's a will fit in most pockets, and it's portable, and it's really interesting. The copy that I was sent is missing pages 149 through 156, and this is one that I got in 2018 from Rich Manders, and I don't know who or how or why they cut those pages out, but I guess they needed a mini tiny lexicon, pages 149 through 156. So the other edition that I have contains those pages. And go ahead and become familiar with the words that have been misused. You know, that secret English that only the attorneys are using. And it doesn't mean the same thing that we think it means. And so it's always best to put it in writing and stick to your facts. And you can always stop a proceeding and refresh your memory by reading the words that you have written in your notes. And I would encourage that. Don't get into a situation where you're combining different work from different people with your unique individual situation or circumstance. Go back to the basics. Get these common law books. There is also one on property. There is also a volume on trespass. And again, I've just referenced the National Law Library 5-volume set. The publisher is Collier, C-O-L-L-I-E-R. And let me see if I can get you some more identifying info. The National Law Library. This is an encyclopedia of law for the modern reader. And this was before the ISBN numbering system. So this particular set is copyrighted in 1939 by the P.F. Collier and Son Corporation, printed in the United States of America. And so, yeah, get your hands on these books. It's a great typeset. I don't see any pictures, but there's a wonderful index in the back. And so you can look up things like liberties, liability, law and morals in the law of contracts. And that name Roscoe Pound definitely rings a bell. And probably related to Ezra Pound and Eustace Mullins. Can't wait to get into these books and give you an update and a report. Have a great week. This is the Grand Jury Reawakening, and it's time to serve your people. And thank you for supporting our sponsors as well.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.